It's April 17th, 2009. This is Mike Benedetti for pieandcoffee.org. I'm here in Washington, D.C.'s beautiful Lafayette Park with Pierce, Steve, and Anna. And I wanted to ask you guys about a project you've done called Band Together. What's the concept of this Band Together project?
The concept is to try to take advantage of the natural synergy that is available when you combine music with politics. And, you know, one way you can do that is to write a protest song, but another way that we kind of figured out is if you play, have some really happy sounding music, and then you juxtapose that with some sort of a human rights conversation, we found that the human rights conversation took on a sort of a different tone when it has this backdrop of really joyful music, and it kind of puts people in a space where they're feeling good and feeling open and at their most kind of tolerant and happy, and that's a good space to be in when you're trying to get people to really consider what we should be doing for people who are suffering in various different ways.
So the idea is that you might have like people playing bluegrass, for example.
That's the sort of genre that we turn to because that's what I play, and that's...
There's the guy driving by with the Cushman.
That's the scene that I sort of came out of as a fiddle and banjo player, and the cool thing about that sort of Appalachian music is that there's a common repertoire among the musicians, and so you don't need to have a particular band on a particular day. You just need to say, okay, I could really use a guitar player. Oh, can we get a bass player? Who's going to play banjo? But it could be anyone. And we're doing this in New York, so we could get anyone who's in New York who plays the banjo and knows this genre to come down, and then you say, oh, we're going to play Liza Jane, and then everyone knows it. So you don't have to rehearse, you don't have to be a band, you just have to get people who kind of are familiar with that genre of music, and then it works pretty well.
And I wanted to add, let me talk to the other guys a little bit too. So what's going on while somebody's playing Rocky Top or whatever?
Frequently, we try to have a petition or something to put people could put their name on, so they would see that there's kind of activity going on and there's music being played, and that we would not only kind of give out information, but we'd give people a way to become active in the process of what we were doing. So, for example, since I've been involved, we've been working on raising awareness about Guantanamo, and frequently we would ask people who had stopped and kind of listened to the music or seemed somewhat interested to sign, when we were doing it in New York, to sign a letter or to sign a petition to Schumer and former Senator Clinton, regarding legislation on Guantanamo and how to shut it down and move forward in a just manner.
And so how many people might be involved in one of these things?
Well,
What's sort of like the good working group to have?
The good working group is a good band, including 2 to 3 and maybe even sometimes more instruments, and more than one person talking to people and getting petitions signed. That's the ideal, but we've gone out there with one musician and one person getting signatures.
And you guys started off doing this with Guantanamo stuff, is that right?
Correct, yes.
And so, one thing we've been doing here in D.C. is having people dress up as detainees. It's sort of almost like a quiet street theater. Have you guys tried that at all? Like having people doing a little bit of street theater or a little dressed up as a detainee?
We have. Since we've joined up with Witness Against Torture, we've had at different Band Together / Witness Against Torture vigils, both music and people holding signs and people dressed up as detainees and people leafleting or getting people to sign petitions, sort of combining the various elements into one big event.
And what's been the response, do you think, of people? What's the effect of people walking by petitioners or demonstrators when there's a fiddle involved versus not?
I think the neat thing about Band Together is that when there's an issue that many times is people don't know something about, or there's obviously kind of a separation between those who are demonstrating and those who are passers by, but the music is something that we can all have in common. So you'll see people walking by kind of nodding their head and smiling, and they look and they see people with a sign that says shut down Guantanamo, but they're also kind of smiling and tapping their toe, and that seems to be something that we're all kind of sharing in that moment. And in that kind of positive vibe that Pierce was talking about, it seems like it's much easier to make a second connection. But we've already kind of made that initial connection on, we're all kind of enjoying this moment together, and it seems that conversation comes a lot more easily in those moments.
It's a common framework of humanity versus, you know, yelling at people or asking them to do something without giving them anything back. It's sort of, you're connecting with them, you're giving them this great music, and I feel like it sets up a more positive dynamic.
Are there any, do you guys have any tips? Is there anything that you've learned that what to do or not to do that people might want to know?
Well, we generally will set up, if it's a nice day, in a park somewhere, or if it's in the cold months, then we would do it in a subway station. So obviously you want to be somewhere where there are people passing by or to talk to. If you're trying to do it in a subway station, you know, we found that you want to be in one that's busy in terms of a lot of people are there, but not too busy in terms of the trains. So that's a little bit of a trick, finding one where the trains aren't constantly rumbling through and kind of disrupting the music. And other than that, you know, rainy days are a problem for people with instruments, but that's when, in New York at least, you can duck underground, and that's a handy thing.
Is it important to get a busking license?
We have never done that, and that's because in New York, as long as you aren't amplified and as long as you aren't blocking the stairs in the subway or anything like that, then is it a 25 person?
No, I was gonna say that in Boston, when we were doing Band Together Boston, we had to get a permit to play in Cambridge, and that's not a problem. You just have to pay some money.
We've also had, like, I think we call them info parties, where we would have a band in our apartment or whatever, and like have the band, you know, rock out a little bit, and then have food, and then we also, like, I think we had one time a lawyer from Center for Constitutional Rights kind of give a little talk to people, and, you know, just like our friends, it was like 20 or 25 people, but just as sort of another model of sort of doing it in the evening, making it a party, but then inviting a speaker to kind of come and talk, and that was another thing we did.
Yeah, cool. Anything else? Nope. Well, hey guys, thanks for talking to me. That sounds like a good idea. I'm gonna try it out.